Money FM 89.3, best of Drive Time. In the spotlight on Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3, good afternoon. It is Drive Time. I'm Elliot Danker. Time now for In the Spotlight. You know, there is this report, the American Express 2023 Global Travel Trends Report. Now, it stated that 89% of respondents say they want to travel to destinations they've never visited before. Meanwhile, a survey by Forrester found that 45% of respondents are intrigued by unexpected collaborations that drive curiosity. So this signals the positive impact that collaborations have on businesses, such as tourist attractions. So if you've ever been around Harbourfront or Sentosa area lately, you might have noticed that the cable car cabins overhead have gotten a bit of a makeover, shall we say. And that's because Pokemon is taking over the Singapore cable car from the 1st of May to 30th of September this year, 2023, to celebrate the cable car's 50th anniversary. And of course, you know, Pokemon is a recognized brand, right? So it perfectly makes sense. I mean, you know, just look at the Pokemon trading card game. It sold over 43.2 billion cards globally. Then, of course, there's also the Pokemon Go app. That's enjoyed over, what, 10 million worldwide downloads in the fourth quarter of last year. So with Pokemon's global entertainment appeal, we're going to find out how this collaboration is going to deliver a unique experience for us Singaporeans as well as international tourists. And to find out more is on the line to help me out, Tracy Liu, Senior Assistant Director of Marketing and Communications for Mount Faber Leisure Group. Tracy, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon, Elliot. Glad to be here speaking with you about this very unique campaign.
Oh my gosh, I am surprised that the cable car is 50 years old.
I know. It started, you know, back in 1974. And cable car has, you know, transformed, you know, over four generations of cabins. And now leading up to our very key milestone of turning 50 in February 2024, we are offering this very unique guest experience of transforming our cabins into Pokeball cabins. So it's a fantastic time to come and visit.
I mean, the photo opportunity is already amazing, right? But to dial a step back, right? How did you guys decide Pokemon was the right partnership? You know what I mean? They are, I mean, I know I mentioned a bunch of like downloads, trading card games, and how successful this one is, but there are others out there as well. So what was that decision-making process like? Must have been difficult.
So if you step back in time more than 10 years ago, we actually started having themed campaigns with, you know, very popular characters back in 2012, Angry Birds. And so many people, you know, have said to me, oh, I remember that campaign back then when all the cabins were transformed into the iconic designs of Angry Birds. And then 2 years later after that, we did the same with DC Superheroes. So I think that it's time now with tourism coming back. So you talked about, you know, borders reopening, STD is projecting tourism to come back from 12 to 14 million this year, with full tourism recovery expected by next year. So it is, you know, a fantastic time to bring that, you know, campaign back. Yeah. And this time we decided, why not with Pokemon? So when we were brainstorming, you know, we had this brilliant spark of creativity to say, why don't we turn our cabins into Pokeballs? And that really, you know, created this exciting moment where you see a whole fleet of 67 cabins floating in the air.
Yeah.
So it's such a visual impact all the way from Harbourfront to the Sentosa Boardwalk, you know, that is so eye-catching, and we really hope to capture, you know, everyone's attention.
Oh, for sure. And I'm not embarrassed to say that I was one of those that was having a good time on the Angry Birds campaign.
Oh, yeah.
Very memorable. Okay. So I see what you guys are doing. Yes, I still remember that campaign. Does this, you know, when you have such collaborations, does it affect customers' perception of brands? Usually, what do you hope for here?
Well, we really hope to have a pairing with a brand that has similar brand values. And when the two brands come together, two iconic brands, I mean, at Singapore Cable Car, that has welcomed over 60 million passengers since 1974. And, you know, Pokemon, with all their merchandise, trading cards, as you mentioned, with all their games, right? When two brands come together and offered something very unexpected. So I talked about, you know, turning our cabins into Pokeball cabins. I think that just offers a very fresh guest experience for everyone. With this pairing, right, even before you bought the cabin, the guest experience starts when you actually arrive at Mount Faber Peak. When you're greeted with this photo point, so that starts, you know, there already at the entrance of our building, all the way to when you actually purchase a ticket, you actually get a complimentary Pokemon sun visor with either one or four characters. It's a surprise, so, you know, you never know what to expect. Before you bought the Pokeball cabin, you don't even know which character you're going to be traveling with until you enter the cabin. One of five characters, I mean, from the first generation of Pokemon to the current Scarlet and Violet generation of Pokemon. So, you know, even if you're not a Pokemon fan, right, it's something new to discover. You know, and may I add the rather adorable. So, you know, it's something that I think transcends generations from young to the seniors. So it's really something for everyone.
So I was thinking as you were describing this, and we were prepping for this, right? I thought, you know, Sentosa's just doing this really because they're very clear and they want to go get the families, you know, with the kids as well. But then as I'm speaking with you, Tracy, I start to remember back in the day in the 80s, even early 90s, Sentosa is always sold as like a getaway in your own backyard, a place where you don't take yourself so seriously. Have you guys kind of tried to keep with that tradition in transforming these cable car cabins, in transforming these experiences for families, sort of in line with what Sentosa is doing?
Yeah, so Mount Faber Peak, which is, you know, the hilltop destination that, you know, we hope everyone begins their journey when they take the cable car. You know, it's really an experience that really gives you views of the harbourfront and Sentosa. And, you know, we've seen, you know, a wonderful transformation of the views that one gets, right? So I think it's, you know, a memory that honestly a lot of Singaporeans have, because a lot of them have said, oh, I took the cable car when I was a child.
Exactly.
I came in primary school. I came with my grandparents. And honestly, they haven't had a chance to come back. And I think that as you know, a destination brand for Mount Faber Peak and the operator of Singapore Cable Car, you always want to find new experiences to you know, create opportunities for guests to come back and reconnect with us, because, you know, Cable Car is a very iconic attraction, one of the few in Singapore to actually celebrate 50 years. And we want to for Singaporeans to really reconnect with affection this iconic attraction that has really grown up with Singapore. So it's something for everyone, for the young, you know, to the senior, that has this very strong memory with the attraction. And we want to, you know, give them a chance to create new memories. And I think these brand pairings with Pokemon in this example is something that gives us a chance to do that again and again.
I'm on the line right now with Tracy Liu, the Senior Assistant Director of Marketing and Communications for Mount Faber Leisure Group. Tracy, we're talking about Singapore Cable Car's 50th anniversary, that iconic nature of it. 1974 was when it was first incepted. And it's funny you mention all that, because in January, my cousin got married, and her French husband's family, when they came to town, the first thing they wanted to do, they got married at Mount Faber, first thing they wanted to do was, we have to sit the cable car, as they say in the French. What is the secret to the cable car being associated as an icon of Singapore?
I think that, you know, the brand has such a strong recognition. And honestly enough, coming to 50 years of history, we've had so many world's firsts, right? Yeah. We were one of the first to actually offer dining on board the cable car.
Oh, yeah.
It is operationally so challenging, because we literally have seconds to change out, you know, the first course to the second. You know, we have become such a strong Valentine's Day destination for couples to dine on the cable car, and also to spend the year end. So December 31st, right, our hilltop transforms into, you know, this amazing destination where it's cozy, it's intimate, you get the harbourfront views, you know, you get to see the fireworks on Sentosa. So I think that this hilltop is definitely a very iconic destination, and so synonymous with, you know, the cable car experience that it just is a must do for tourists and, you know, for locals, hopefully to come back again and again.
Yeah, it's like a kind of like, you know, I look at Mount Faber as like the control center for all of this, you know, it all starts there, right?
Yeah.
I want to tap on your expertise on this in the marketing line. You know, the importance of leveraging cross collaboration. So in a sense, what you guys are doing with Pokemon, how important is it when you are trying to achieve some kind of brand growth, some kind of exposure? Because sometimes it can backfire. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, I think that it's all about choosing the right partner, right, with synergistic values in terms of who you're targeting. So Pokemon is definitely the right partner for us because their brand transcends, you know, ages, right? They're very, very family-oriented and they're just instantly recognizable, right? The Pokeball design is even if you're not a Pokemon fan, you just recognize it.
It's
right?
True, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So I think it's a way for brands to reach out to new audiences, right? Right now, we're reaching out to Pokemon fans,
right?
It's a chance for two brands to come together to create something unique. So in this instance, again, it's transforming our cabins into Pokeball cabins, right? It's creating curiosity. It's creating that element of surprise. So again, when you take our cabins, you won't know what Pokemon is inside until you bought the cable car. So again, it's very true to the spirit of a Pokeball because that's the essence of the design. You don't know what Pokemon is inside until the Pokemon unveils itself.
Wow. Well, it's starting on May the 1st. I'm worried because it's a public holiday, so maybe I'll go on the 2nd. See, you got me really, really curious now. But going back to, and just a final question, going back to my earlier point about my French relatives already recognizing the cable car part of Sentosa, right?
Yes.
If we were to ask other local attractions, I mean, what would your advice be to them? I mean, is this the right thing to do, you know, having these cross collaborations to boost, you know, their own footfall where travelers are concerned, to boost that branding?
I think it's definitely in the marketing arsenal to have, you know, brand collaborations to offer something different and surprising for guests because I think for us tourism operators, guest experience is something that we're so passionate about, right? And as a marketer, I always have to, you know, be inspired and creative to offer something new, right? That's my job, right? And these pairings of synergistic brands, right, just offer us another new way of giving a chance to connect again with guests emotionally and through a brand affinity. So I think it's a great, you know, marketing strategy to partner with the right brands.
Right. I've been speaking with Tracy Liu, Senior Assistant Director Marketing and Communications from Mount Faber Leisure Group. Tracy, I appreciate your time today. Take care and have a great Tuesday evening.
Thank you, Elliot.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.